A Wisconsin teenager is gearing up to head to Colombia to represent Team USA in the Global Association of Mixed Martial Arts Pan-American Championships next month.
17-year-old Andrew DeVito from Kenosha has already won a national MMA championship in the U.S. and medaled at world championship competitions in Brazil and Greece last year.
In September, he's heading back to South America looking for gold as he pursues his dream of fighting in the UFC.
We're checking in on DeVito's journey through combat sports and getting to know the broader MMA community here in Wisconsin. In addition to his own fights, he is also a Brazilian jiu-jitsu and kickboxing youth coach at Rothwell MMA in Kenosha. Andrew, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
How did you get into mixed martial arts, and what got you hooked on becoming an MMA fighter?
Yeah, so I started about 4 years ago now. And it was more just my parents wanted me to do self-defense. I literally did not want to do it at all. It was more just, yeah, the self-defense thing. I hated the idea of training. Wasn't that athletic or anything like that. But then the day I stepped on the mat, my first practice, completely fell in love with it. Yeah, after that first practice, I knew I wanted to compete. And then the competitions just kept getting bigger and bigger. And now we're here.
Now we're here. And you've said you train for about 7 hours a day. Can we walk in your footsteps for a bit? What is a typical day like for you?
Yeah, so it really depends. All of my days are like different schedules. But for we'll take Thursdays out, for example. I'll get up in the morning, maybe like 7:30, take my breakfast supplements, and I'll drive an hour down to Chicago to go train down there. From like 10 to 12. They've got some really good guys down there, a lot of UFC fighters, champions, Olympic medalists. So I'll spend my mornings down there. Finish there at 12, drive an hour back to Kenosha, so I'll be home at 1. From like 1 to 2:30, I'll eat, shower, and then there I'm just like watching film on training. Then I'll be back in the gym at 3, and from 3 to 4, 3:30 to 4, I have a private lesson that I do kickboxing. 4 to 5, I'll have my MMA sparring. And then for the rest of the night, I have more kickboxing training and grappling. I'll be done at the gym at 8. So 10 to 12 in the morning, and then 3 to 8:30 again in the evening.
That is a long day.
Yeah.
How do you keep your energy up? How do you, you know, stay so focused on this sport?
I mean, I'm just thinking about like what my opponent's doing. I feel like that's the biggest thing. I always want to work harder than them. That's the motivation. Like if there's a day I just don't want to train, I just think, all right, my opponent's training right now also, so I got to do one more minute or one more hour or one more exercise more than him. So maybe I take it to a little bit of an extreme, but I don't find myself getting burned out. I just want to be the best and outwork everybody. So that's kind of where my motivation comes from.
How did this combat sports career escalate to the point where you're competing in world championship events that are recognized by the IOC, the International Olympic Committee? What has that jump been like into these competitions?
Yeah, it's been awesome. Like I started just doing local fights in the Milwaukee area. I went to nationals, so once I won nationals, qualified for Team USA. Now I've lay within 1 year. I've been to London, Brazil, and Greece. Soon to be Colombia now, all for international competitions. And it's awesome though, seeing like knowing that I'm at that level. Like I'm still undefeated in the USA, and competing internationally and being the best fighters in the world is a really good feeling. And it's awesome knowing that I'm able to compete with the best and being able to travel and learn like from other fighters from different countries is awesome. And it happened very quick, but I'm loving it.
What have you learned from fighters in different countries? Are there different styles, different techniques?
Oh, there's 100% different styles. Fighting guys like Russia, they're super wrestling heavy, pressure, very strong, so you can always learn from a lot of the guys. Find guys from like when I go to Colombia next month, I'll be finding guys from South America and Central America, so I'm expecting to fight a lot, maybe like strikers because that's what they're more known for down there. And it's awesome being able to like pick up small tips and tricks from other countries. Because like after we fight, we're friends, you know, like before the fight, we're here to fight, obviously, and we're serious. But right when the fight finishes, we'll hug, talk it out, learn from each other. So that's what makes it kind of beautiful.
I'm a mom, and I'm wondering, wow, how your parents might experience your fighting career so far and what it feels like for them when you go into a competition.
Yeah, so when I first started, like my mom would be terrified, like holding the camera, like shaking and super scared, super nervous. But the more I do it, like the better. Now they're better about it. Before they were scared, but now they just think it's really cool, awesome. They're super supportive of it. But yeah, they used to be scared, but now they support and they love it.
Do you worry about getting hurt in the ring?
I mean, it's always in the back of my head, but I'm not super, super nervous about it. Like, I know it's possible, but I've been lucky so far to not have experienced any serious injuries as of now. But no, I just trust my training, trust I'm doing everything right to avoid my injury, just staying as healthy as possible, and I haven't had any issues so far, so.
How do you strike a balance with your MMA training from dawn to dusk and going to these competitions while also going to school and finishing your education? How does that work?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a lot. Like, over summer is when I'm trained the most. In school, I'm able to get pretty much all my homework done in school. We don't get a crazy amount, so I'm able to just grind it out in school, get it done. So then I'm in school until 3 o'clock, and then at 3:30, I'm in the gym till 8 o'clock, and then get home at 8:30 and sleep. So it's an all-day thing. Preparing for my last fight, I needed time to lift, so I'd wake up at like 4:30, and I'd be lifting in the morning before school, and then training right after school. But leading up to my last fight, I wanted to train at that gym in Chicago I was talking about before, and their practices were only around like noon, so obviously at school hours. So my school was able to write off a form where I could miss every Thursday to go down there and train to prepare for my fight. So the school supports it a lot, honestly. Like if I need to miss days to go train and I have all my homework in, they'll write off a paper and let me do it. So it helps out a lot.
So they are definitely in the loop on your MMA goals. I wonder what that journey looks like. How do you make the jump to UFC or one of the other top fighting companies? How do you get there?
Yeah, so once I'm 18, I'll start fighting amateur. Probably get five, maybe six fights under my belt as an amateur, depending on how my career goes. Then make the transition to pro. That might be around the age of 20. And then build up a good pro record. It's a long journey. But once you get maybe 7-0 pro around there, then that's when UFC starts becoming a possibility. So it's still a long road, but it's got to build the amateur record, build the pro record, and then UFC will reach out, your managers will reach out, and that's really how you get signed.
Right now, though, you're probably pretty much laser focused on the Pan American Championships in Colombia. What does that preparation look like for you?
Yeah, this is probably my most intense and my best fight camp. This is the best I've ever felt. Again, like my training days are very booked. But no, it's really the same as every fight though. Like I treat every fight, whether it's just a local amateur fight that doesn't have too much, you know, reward to it, or a world title, I treat them all the same. A fight's a fight, right? So my training's the same as every fight, just Chicago, Kenosha, training hours and hours a day, strength and conditioning, technique training, everything I can do, like my nutrition, everything I can do to be the best, I'm on it. So,
well, Andrew, all the best to you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
That is Andrew DeVito, a 17-year-old national MMA champion from Kenosha. He was with us to share his success in the combat sports and his preparation for the upcoming Pan American Championships in Colombia, where he will represent Team USA. Now we're taking a step back to look at the MMA community more broadly in Wisconsin. Eric Anderson is co-owner of Ironworks Training Center in Holman and a promoter for the semi-annual Three River Throwdown MMA event next month in Onalaska. Eric, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So when we talk about mixed martial arts, what all is included under that umbrella?
Mixed martial arts varies from wrestling to jiu-jitsu. That's more your grappling side of it. Your stand-up side is boxing, kickboxing, Muay Thai. So it's a little bit of everything.
What kind of interest are you seeing in combat sports around Western Wisconsin where you are?
Coming up in September will be my 27th Three River Throwdown show, and they've gotten bigger and bigger every year. My last one was in April, was probably the biggest one I've had. So we're getting more people wanting to get on the show. It's definitely growing.
How much youth involvement are you seeing coming up in MMA?
Youth involvement is huge. We never used to do any. So youth MMA is called pancration. It's basically amateur MMA with no head strikes. And then probably about 3 years ago, there was just so much interest with the pancration fights. We started to do some on our shows, and now I do about three or four pancration fights to start off every one of my shows now.
What kind of community are you building there around MMA in Wisconsin? Do you find that there's a lot of crossover and there are a lot of people making connections?
Oh, for sure. With being a promoter, I deal with, pretty much every gym in the Midwest and even further. So, and then also being a gym owner, our guys will go train at multiple gyms, and guys will come to our gym and train just to get different looks. And so there, people are traveling all over to get different training sessions in.
When you do have these younger fighters getting into the sport, what extra precautions do you have to take for their safety compared to full grown adults?
Well, like I said, with the youth, anyone under 18, there's no head strikes at all. So that really helps with their training. So they're not getting punished that way. They do the grappling, and stuff like that. But with no head strikes, it keeps them pretty safe.
What do you hear from parents about why they want their kids training to fight?
Well, kind of like Andrew said in the previous interview, a lot of the parents want their kids to do self-defense. We get a lot of the young kids in there that, start out with just jiu-jitsu for self-defense, and then they just fall in love with it. So then they transition to some striking, and then they fall in love with that. And then it's full MMA they want to do. So I would say when they're younger, it's mostly starting out with like a self-defense.
What makes an exceptional MMA fighter in your mind?
Drive. You have to be willing to put in the extra work. The good MMA fighters are at the gym, 6 days a week, hours and hours at a time. So if you want to excel in the sport, you have to have the drive. You have to love it. You have to want to do it, and put in the work, because all the high level MMA fighters are doing it.
Most people fighting in MMA events like yours and others around Wisconsin, they won't become the UFC superstars who are earning the big bucks. What motivates them to step into that cage, to step into the ring and risk getting that punch in the face?
I mean, that you talk to any of them, I mean, that's their goal is the UFC, and most of them think that they can get there by putting in the work. So it's not like someone's coming to the show thinking, oh, I'm just going to do this and get beat up. And they all are confident. They all think they're going to go somewhere. So that helps out a lot.
What kind of experience do you want to give spectators who go to Three River Throwdown? What should that feel like for your people in the crowd?
I, as a matchmaker, I try to match up, you know, pretty competitive fights, so they're all even. And with the three rear throwdown, like I said, it's, you know, this is my 27th show doing it, and probably half of the crowd come to every single show, whether they know a fighter, whether they they're there to watch someone, they're just there to, you know, to watch the fights, because I feel we put on, you know, one of the best events in the Midwest. So people just come to have a good time and see some good fights.
Eric, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Eric Anderson is co-owner of Ironworks Training Center in Holman, with us to share his experience with the MMA community in Wisconsin. Earlier, we heard from 17-year-old Andrew DeVito of Kenosha, who is a national MMA champion and competing in the Pan American Championships in Colombia.